What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Dusty Dunn, and I am talking to Lisa with Licking Knox Goodwill about the Pony Express program. I have already done a podcast about it, but we wanted to dive in a little deeper on Halloween. It's the last session of the year, and it involves a lot of candy, a lot of costumes, and a lot of fun, and you can also learn how you can be a part of this.
Oh, it's a fantastic time here, you know, especially when you get to see horses dress up in costume.
So while I was growing up, I always went showing, and there was a costume class where we dressed my horse up and myself. Is it something like that?
Absolutely. We definitely see paired costumes. Over the years, we've seen some real doozies. We've seen a little bit of everything. I think I've seen mummies, cowboys and Indians, you name it.
There's obviously candy involved, right?
Oh, absolutely. Instead of playing games on the horses, everybody trick-or-treats. So we pass out treats for the kids, for the riders, for all of our volunteers. You all leave with a sugar high.
If somebody wants to come here and do that and they're not registered to ride, what do they do?
Anybody who would like to come and observe is welcome to register as a visitor, and they get to come check in, check out the program, see if it's fit for you to come back later.
This is the last session that you guys are having. How does someone sign up to volunteer?
So our next session will be in the spring. We typically open up registration for that in early April. Just keep an eye on the Goodwill Facebook page or on our website for more information.
Well, it sounds like I'm going to have to think of a costume for Little Red.
Absolutely. You know, anything that you can pair up with him is ideal.
You've got The Vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.